We'll switch now, for a while, from our American to our French romantic spirit. Cécile Chaminade was born in Paris in 1857, 10 years before Amy Beach. She came from an upper middle-class Parisian family that valued the arts. Both parents were amateur musicians, and her mother taught her to play the piano. Because of paternal opposition to her enrolling at the Paris Conservatoire, she studied privately with members of its faculty. By the time she was 23, in 1880, she had begun to compose in earnest, and her first piano trio comes from this year, followed shortly by an orchestral suite, an opera comique, a ballet, a piano concerto, and a symphony. After 1890, Chaminade composed mainly character pieces and melodies. This music became very popular, especially in England and the United States, and Chaminade helped to promote sales through extensive concert tours. From 1892, she performed regularly in England and became a welcome guest of Queen Victoria. Chaminade wrote more than 400 compositions. That's 100 more than Amy Beach, perhaps due to her 10 extra years of life, or perhaps because so many of her works were small pieces. Most of her works were published. Many of the piano pieces were apparently composed with publication and sales in mind. She married an elderly Marseillais music publisher in what may have been a marriage of convenience in 1901. He died in 1907, and she never remarried. Her compositional activity eventually subsided because of World War I and deteriorating health, but she lived until 1944. We'll hear a couple of her songs, Chanson Triste and Je Voudrais, sung by Anne-Sophie von Otter with Bengt Forsberg at the piano. In the depths of the sea is born the amber pearl, at the foot of the green pines, the flowering violet, in the blue morning air, the drop of dew, and I in your heart.